Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and today I have a roundup of answers to questions sent in by listeners over the past several months. If you've sent me a question, you might hear your answer today. And if you have a question for a future episode, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 443-961-6206. So our first question today is from Gwyn, who wrote, I have been vegetarian for about 3 years. I eat a lot of plant-based meats, and I wonder if they are actually healthy or not. I want to eat less processed foods, and I'm thinking that plant-based meats could be just a really fancy processed food. Well, Gwyn is absolutely correct that it does take an awful lot of processing to turn a soybean or a wheat kernel into something that resembles ground beef or Italian sausage. Even so, the impact on the environment is still lower than raising animals for food, and obviously, no animals are harmed in the process. For a lot of people, eating a more processed food is a price that they are willing to pay in exchange for not consuming animal products. Now, of course, you don't have to eat fake meat at all, but a lot of people find these products useful in transitioning to a diet that includes less or no meat. If reducing your consumption of processed foods is also a priority, you could start by cutting down on highly processed snacks, desserts, and beverages, because unlike plant-based meats, these usually aren't adding much nutrition to your diet. And unlike processed snack foods and sweets, plant-based meats are less likely to trigger overeating. But there's no need to get overly dogmatic about avoiding processed foods. Some types of food processing are actually quite beneficial, rendering nutritious foods even more digestible or extending their shelf life. And Julie wrote in with a question about the dietary guidelines for vegetarians. She said, "Do you agree with the serving size and quantities given on the MyPlate Vegetarian Food Guide?" She continues, "I'm a longtime lacto-ovo vegetarian, and I'm concerned about getting enough protein and fiber, especially as I get older, but I'm also aiming to keep my daily calorie intake at 1,800 or so." So the MyPlate recommendations, which you can find at myplate.gov, are designed to ensure that you're meeting the minimum protein requirements, which for a woman is 45 grams a day. But getting more than that, say between 60 and 90 grams of protein every day, can really help us maintain our muscle mass as we age. Now, getting that much protein can be a little bit trickier on a vegetarian diet, especially when you're trying to limit calories. A lot of the foods that vegetarians rely on for protein, such as beans and nuts, also contain a lot of calories in the form of carbohydrates and fats. And by the time you've eaten enough of these foods to meet that higher protein requirement, it may be a lot more calories than you need. I talked more about how to get more protein from fewer calories in episode number 483 on protein density. And as part of that, I also created a table where you can look up the protein density of various foods. And I will include links to both of those resources in the show notes for today's episode. Now, Julie also expressed concern about meeting the recommendation for fiber, which is 25 to 30 grams per day. The good news is that vegetarian diets are usually relatively high in fiber. And just to make sure that you're staying within your calorie budget, we can also calculate fiber density to reveal those foods that deliver the most fiber for the fewest calories. And I talked about fiber density in episode number 479, and I created a parallel resource for looking up the fiber density of various foods to go with that episode. So those links will also be in the show notes. And finally, if you are having trouble fitting all of the recommended servings of everything in without going over your calorie budget, in my opinion, most people can thrive on fewer servings of grains than the MyPlate guidelines recommend. And that's where I'd suggest cutting back first. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're going to need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Nikki wrote in with a really interesting question about balancing the macronutrient content of her diet, or the percentage of calories that she's getting from carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. She wrote, "As a fit, healthy woman in my 50s, I've been getting more seriously into weight training to try to avoid the loss of muscle tissue as I age. And my trainer has advised me to up my protein and my carbohydrate intake to build muscle. So for the first time in my life, I've started tracking my macros. I eat a Mediterranean diet with a high volume of vegetables and legumes. And I thought because those foods are high in carbs, I'd have a high percentage of carbs in my diet. But in fact, it is my fat that is quite high. I also eat nuts and seeds every day, plus several servings of avocado and fatty fish every week. So I'm getting more than 40% of my calories from fat. Carbs are limping along behind in the 30s, and only protein seems to be on track at 20%. The recommendations that I see online for macro ratios vary widely, and I don't want to make major changes to my diet without understanding this better. Do you have any guidance?" With all due respect to Nikki's trainer, I'm not sure she needs to increase protein or carbohydrates. Nikki's getting about 20% of her calories from protein, and that should be more than enough to support healthy muscle protein synthesis. Now, I can't be sure, but it's possible that the trainer was recommending more carbs as a way of optimizing Nikki's protein uptake after workouts. Because research shows that a post-workout recovery meal with a ratio of 4:1 carbs to protein is optimal. But this research was done in athletes. The ratio of protein to carbohydrates, or the precise timing of our post-workout meals, really only makes a difference at very elite levels of athletic competition. We mere mortals really don't need to worry about these sorts of details. I also don't think that Nikki needs to worry about getting 40% of her calories from fats, especially given the healthy sources of fats that she's consuming: nuts, avocados, fatty fish. The whole field of nutrition has been gradually recovering from the misguided fat phobia of the 70s and 80s, which, among other things, influenced the Institutes of Medicine's recommendation that fat should take up no more than 35% of your calories. Remember that the percentage of protein, fats, and carbohydrates always has to add up to 100. If you decrease the percentage of one, the percentage of another will have to increase. Previous efforts on the part of the government and the public health agencies to get us to avoid fat, for example, ended up causing a dramatic increase in the amount of carbohydrates in the typical diet. And now, with the benefit of hindsight, we can see that excessive carbohydrates, especially refined carbohydrates, are doing much more damage to our health than the fats that they replaced. So the obvious corollary to the fact that the Institute of Medicine's recommended range for fat might be too low is that their recommended range for carbohydrates, which is currently 45 to 65% of calories, could well be too high, at least for the type of carbohydrates that we all seem to prefer. Frankly, it's a little embarrassing to the Institute of Medicine that these recommendations have not yet been updated, because it's widely accepted that getting 40% of your calories from healthy sources of fat is perfectly acceptable, especially if those calories are replacing refined carbohydrates. This is, in fact, quite typical of the Mediterranean-style diet that the dietary guidelines promote as one of several healthy diet patterns. Come on, guys, get your act together. Nikki's diet sounds to me like it doesn't really need much improving. And the combination of strength training and a balanced and nutrient-dense diet is going to be a very powerful hedge against age-related muscle loss and aging in general. So keep up the good work, Nikki. Thanks to everyone who has sent in questions. I always enjoy hearing from listeners about what's on your mind, and I look forward to including more of those questions in future episodes. If you're looking for more support for healthy weight management, please check out the tools and resources that I've collected at weightless.life, where my goal is to help people create the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that help them maintain a healthy weight without dieting. You'll find that at weightless.life. Nutrition Diva is a quick and dirty tips podcast and supported by a fantastic team, including Brandon Getches, Nathan Semmes, Davina Tomlin, Holly Hutchings, Morgan Christensen, and Cameron Lacey. Thanks to all of them, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you next week.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.